Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, podcast audience. Oh, wow. Co-producer really messed up. I thought I had a new track coming in tonight. A new opening. Huh?
New beat.
Yeah. Here we go.
Addict.
Good evening, podcast audience, and welcome to the Wednesday night world-class podcast, The Addict. It's a New Jersey-based podcast where we talk about issues in a way you probably did not see happening. The cast of The Addict is, of course, me, co-producer, The Messenger, Baby Sis, Baby Bruh, Sister Tippy, and Nurse Carmen. Stand by as we talk about relevant issues in a very urbanist way. Let's have a podcast. Good evening and welcome to Wednesday night. It's me, co-producer. Here with the world-class podcast, The Addict, brought to you by Hodge to Hodge on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, we got off to a little shaky start, but I had to go find the beat and bring that beat back.
We're going to talk about these beats,
because before the show gets started, let me tell you what. My man, the messenger, sent me this drum machine, and watch this. It looks very, very simple, but as I started, I'm in the third page, and I still haven't got a sound to come out yet. But I'm going to deal with this, and then The Addict is just going to be called The Addict, because that's the name of that beatbox I'm getting ready to rock out with. But anyway,
messenger, come on, I'm going to talk about this after the show.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
He don't know.
We have a little problem.
Yeah, he unleashed the beast. Where's my baby brother? My baby brother out there tonight? Okay. He good. What's going on, baby brother?
Coming.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, bro. How are you?
All right. How you doing?
Okay.
I'm all right. He's sure you're okay?
He sounds so enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really. You sure you're all right?
Yeah,
hey.
I'm good.
Okay.
Hold on. He must know we get ready to talk about his president, and he feeling some kind of way about that.
He feeling some kind of way about it?
That's how you leave
it. He's feeling some kind of way. Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hey, but listen.
That's dirty.
What's going on, OG?
It's warm in the 80s.
Yeah.
I'm relaxed.
You said it's in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. Don't rub it in, Mr. Floridian.
All right. I ain't mad at you, man.
Sounds good.
Let's take a quick walk, a quick stroll down old Pennsylvania Avenue, and let's check in on 45 and see what kind of shit he up to this week. You know, I mean, again, I'm serious. When we put together this podcast, we talked about this not going to be no political bullshit, but I mean, this guy is like so entertaining. I'm not noticing. There's nothing quality about what I'm saying, except he's just so entertaining that you cannot pay attention to current events without his bullshit monopolizing whatever the topics are. And he seems to just get worse and worse, as if he's just basically saying, fuck it. And that's what he feels.
I find it interesting that the day that the articles go over to the Senate, he's signing the trade agreement with China. You talk about timing. This guy's an entertainer.
I'm sorry.
He's brilliant.
I keep thinking he can't do anything more stupid than signing a treaty with China ain't going to do nothing.
Of course it means nothing. All right. We understand that. But the point is,
hold on 1 second. Just one second. Tippy, finish your thought.
Yeah.
I keep thinking he can't do anything more stupid. And then the sun comes up and something happens.
Yeah, let's just really look at that trade agreement with China, because all reports I'm looking at, it was just some shit to be signed, and we're not. There's nothing, no great advantage we're getting there.
Of course not.
But the point is, it
was just something to deflect from the impeachment once again.
Precise.
Didn't this agreement get rid of the provision that we have to share technology with them? Anything we sell over there, we're supposed to, quote, give them the technology behind what we did. That's their rule. I think this alleviates that, and I think that's the only thing that came out of it.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, they don't need it anyway. They don't need that provision because they've been hacked in there.
Yeah, they can steal it anyway.
Right.
They can steal it anyway. They got the people that know how to do that.
Well, now, again, this is a trade deal that's going off in phases. So he just signed phase one.
Right.
Easing of tension. So, in other words, he's trying to get, again, let me make this perfectly clear. I don't support him, not even for a second. I'm just trying to show you how rotten he is, but he's coming at it in phases. The phase one deal comes, they agree to suspend new tariffs against Beijing in exchange for China purchasing $200 billion, I believe that number is, worth of goods and services from the country over the next 2 years. So in other words, they suspend new tariffs, but they're going to charge China, look like $200 billion for what they're doing. So I'm reading right from a news line here.
Right, but what you're missing on that is, on those tariffs, those are tariffs that he put on them, so he got rid of them. Fine.
Right.
But now this $2 billion that he want China to spend, they're going to spend that anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
China spent $2 billion here because we spent $4 billion there. So they were going to spend it anyway. So he really didn't do anything.
But the point is that at today of all days, he does it's theater. When you realize it's theater, everything else is BS.
They still got somebody got to try to steer this ship, even though he'll try to get kicked out of office. So, I don't know. I just don't think the timing of the trade agreement. Somebody's got a lot of noise in the background there. The timing of the trade agreement, I think, is not an issue. I don't think it's an issue. I don't think it. Of course, anything he does, he's deflecting from the impeachment. Let's understand that. Anything he does, he's trying to deflect from it being, from the impeachment process. But again, we'll have to wait and see. Everybody says that this deal with China is nothing. And one thing I want to say about any dealings that we have with China, his first year in office, China gave the president, I don't know the number of patents. China gives nobody patents. In his first, so whenever I see him and China dealing, trust me, The bottom line is that's going to be good for Donald Trump. Yeah, a lot of people forget, Brother Messenger, you remember how many pads was it that China gave him? Do you remember?
I think it was either 5 or 13. I'm not sure. 5 or 13.
Yeah, I mean, but the patents that they gave him guarantees that he's going to be a billionaire.
Right.
So whenever I
they
hear
gave it, him or they gave the country? They gave it to
no,
him
they
personally?
Gave Donald Trump,
to him,
yes.
To him and his daughter.
Family. Yeah, his family. Yeah, this ain't no
oh,
country.
To his family.
Yeah.
Right.
To Trump. China, not to U.S.
China. Yeah, China might give out one patent every 5 years, and they gave out, I think, like five or six, I think. I'm not sure. But they gave out more than they've ever given out to anybody, just to the Trump family, his first year in office.
Now, see,
well,
to me,
no,
all of that kind of
month.
Stuff is a conflict of, to me, that should have never even happened with them doing something like that to him, with him being the president.
Absolutely.
And him, receiving something like that personally for him and his family. And him
and
being the
you
president.
Know what? What's coming
it
out right now is the fact that, I'm sorry, what's coming out right now is the fact that what we're finding out is all 90% of the Republican Party, they got their hand in this because it was just free money going around. And so they all got their hand in it, and this is why they can't do nothing to them, because they're all a part of it.
See, but that's too easy to figure out, man. Let me tell you something, because once you bad, you bad. Now, don't get me wrong. Every politician ain't bad. I'm sure out of every 100, there may be one or two. But all the rest of them, you know what I'm saying? When the game is we're stealing and nobody's going to bother us. And when I say we're stealing, we're investing where we shouldn't be investing. I mean, I don't think that they're pulling the 4 or 5 out to somebody's head taking money. But you know what I'm saying?
So,
they're doing that between the wire dealings that everybody's getting rich off of. And I don't support Donald Trump because I think he's right. I support him because I want to keep getting rich. And if this scheme blows wide open, I could go from being rich to having a number across my chest because I'm incarcerated. So his loyalty ain't about him at all. It's about my hands are so dirty, I can't take a chance on the United States justice system trying to wash them for me. That's what's going on.
Speaking of people getting rich, they also saying that would he, because he's like a refrigerator, he can't hold anything, and he's also not the smartest person either. They said that he, at his resort, he mentioned to some of the people that were there what he was going to do in regards to that general that he killed. And so went and they made some kind of investment because the stock market, it affected the stock market when he killed that general.
By him doing that,
like supplies in regards to the stocks, it affected our stocks.
Yeah.
So they made an investment because Elizabeth Warren has them investigating that now. She wants that to be investigated because people made investments based on what he told them
he was going to do. Let me sum 45 up for the podcast audience from my perspective. When he ran his candidacy for president, see, that's the time when all this shit should have been answered. That's the time when his income taxes should have been demanded. Even though we find out that you don't have to, well, even if you don't have to, if I can get you to, if I can convince you that I'm not voting for your ass unless I see him, now you have to. But they didn't do none of that. Yeah, I said like Nipsey Hussle say, they didn't do none of that. They let that man walk through with his Russian investments. And again, USA, don't you tell me that you don't know without him showing us his taxes where his money go. Come on, who we think we playing with here? I mean, and I only say that because he's at the top. He's got the, you know, he's the top guy, chief executive of everything. Don't you tell me that you don't know that he had overseas dealings. Don't you tell me that you didn't know that his taxes was going to demonstrate that. So for whatever reason, he was allowed to be elected, and as he should have been, without producing it. He didn't.
Let me ask you this. If you're saying that a lot of the Republicans have their hands involved in this and are dirty, and being that they also hold the majority in the Senate, who's going to check them? Because Pompeo, all of them are dirty. So Barr, so who? And he's the Attorney General. So who's going to check these people? Because they're in the majority right now. So who's going to check them?
The only people that can check them is us. Come November, that's the only check we got on stopping that, because they're going to do what they got to do. If we get out in the streets right now and start talking to these congressmen, these Republican congressmen, and let them know that we mean business, those that ain't dirty, they want to protect themselves. They'll turn. They'll turn. But it's so many of them. There's so many of them that's got their hand in the till. But we only need like 5 or 6 of them. That's all we need. And then we take over. In this trial, we take over. We could get 5 or 6, 4 or 5. Then we become the majority just for this trial.
You know what?
Because with this latest impeachment, it's safe to say that Barr, Pompeo, all of them are dirty. All of them had something to do with that wasn't, you know what I'm saying? All of them took a part in this.
Yes, no doubt. Hey, but you know what?
they all getting paid.
And they getting paid a lot of money, too, for you to try to bullshit the nation. It's got to be worth it. But, you know, in the pre-show, we were talking. You know, it's so funny that remember when we thought Donald Trump, not Donald, George Bush's son was the biggest joke. Yeah, J-Dub. When we thought he was the biggest joke to the presidency, Wes, now coming behind 45, he looks like a respectable type guy, man.
He's never been so happy to be second.
But he wasn't.
Yeah.
He wasn't dangerous.
He was just silly. He only had one of those elements.
Given my druthers, I prefer him.
No doubt.
You guys think about that. Who started the war, the Iraq War? Don't say he wasn't dangerous. He was. He's the one who started us in this mess.
Yeah,
he was just as bad as Trump. Trump just a thief.
Trump is dangerous in the sense that there's a shift going on here. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure everybody's noticed it. You not only are you dangerous in the sense of you starting like a racial thing on top of all of your dirt and your mess that you're doing. You know, Bush, yeah, you did what you did, and I'm not going to take anything away from that. But Trump, it seems to me, I don't know, there's a difference to what he's doing.
There is a difference. Yes,
big
indeed.
Difference.
But stupid is stupid.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. That's why I said I'm not taking away anything from what Bush did. I mean, I'm not going to take anything away from that. But to me, what Trump is doing is just a difference.
Let me say this.
The country for the worse.
Let me say this.
It's like he's setting everything back.
In defense of our president, think about this. He knows exactly what the fuck he want to get done. So we call him stupid because what he want to get done is not even close to what we want to get done. But he's doing his thing. His thing just so happened to be fucking up the rest of the nation. But I guess he said, you call me whatever you want to call me, because I made another $4 billion yesterday. I personally believe that he's going to try for a second term if he's not in jail. But if he don't win, I personally believe he's going to fly him, the wife, and Milargo, all that shit over to Russia, and that's where he's going to live the rest of his days. Because I don't think he's going to stay here. I just don't. I think that he knows if I don't have the shield of the United States presidency protecting my ass, there is no jail deep enough that they're going to put me in. And again, I have nothing to back that up. I'm just saying because he moved like a gangster, and him and Putin is cool. And if Putin takes him into Russia, everybody know, look, let's just stop looking for him. Let's stop asking about him because we're not going to get him. Just let that go and don't focus no money, no resources. I mean, does that make sense? If Putin take him into Russia, there's no need in trying to get him out because that's not happening.
And I do agree because you got to a certain degree because you got to remember now, they'll get tired of you. That's the they'll get tired of you after a while.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. But that's because him and Putin might fall out. It ain't because the U.S. wants you. No, I don't need you no more.
I was just getting ready to say, because I don't think Putin has all that much love for him. He was just, Putin is using him because he's getting done what he's getting Putin's stuff done for him. But I don't think Putin have all his love for him, not as much as he has for Putin.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I hear you.
That's a funny ass.
I agree with that.
Can we talk about something else?
What you want to talk about, OG?
I want to talk about that Eastern Seaboard state that got a manager who is crooked. Had an argument with my daughter this afternoon. She damn near disowned me because of what I said about her, the manager of her baseball.
Who are we talking about?
Now he sounds like Trump with his fake news. Really, Daddy? Really?
But who are we talking about, OG? Help me out here.
No,
the Houston Astros, they got caught for cheating.
The thing with Houston.
Come to find out, they were using everything to get signals and everything. That's how they were.
And he was on that team. And his name was mentioned in the report that was issued. They got the two guys in Houston fired and the Boston manager, who was managing Houston.
They should have been kicked out. Look at here. If you're going to ban Pete Rose for all them years for betting on the game, I mean, come on, cheating is cheating. But with technology, they zooming in from center field, picking up the signs. And I happened to catch that shit on Sports Channel where once they picked up the sign, they had a garbage can lid or some shit. Yeah, come on, man. You know, 1 minute fastball. Yeah, they should be kicked out of baseball, period. Yeah.
Listen, I happen to agree with you. Except the people in New York, they don't think anything should happen to Carlos. Carlos
won that.
But
that's not true.
Hey,
that's not true. They just saying, let's find out. If that's
that's what I said.
If he's guilty,
then
he
got to
go.
There they go defending.
No.
There they go.
No,
I want to find out. Show me the proof. That's all.
No, if my man from New York, if he in New York now, they got to give him a pass because that's how we live.
All right.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. I can't beat you fan square, but I'm gonna zoom that camera in. And you know what I'm saying? So if he's in New York, he gotta get a pass. Now if he out of Montana Square, damn it, he should know better. All right.
But here's the thing. He was the player, and they're saying that he masterminded all of this. But he was the player. He wasn't the coaches. He was a player.
But, when you have something, that intricate, just think about, you have to go back to try to find out when that system was put in play, and then you look at every player who got traded from that team, because they took that shit with them to wherever they went. And if you mean to tell me, you're going to tell your coach, hey, listen, we can zoom in from center field and catch these signs. Nobody's going to know what's happening. You're going to tell me they're going to say no. What they're going to tell you is, I don't want to know about that. But everybody can do it. Go ahead.
Question. So what are you saying, that they now do that in New York?
You said, no, we've always done that in New York. Come on. I'm just joking, man. I'm stereotyping New York. New York is a lovely place. I'm just stereotyping New York. That's all. I'm just having a little fun, Jake. Right. No, New York is all right, man. But don't get me wrong. We're free from up that way. Something like stealing a sign, we don't even look at that as major shit. Let's be for real, man. It's not like we drilling holes in our back, stuffing them with cork and shit. You know what I'm saying? So baseball always had cheaters in there. But again, the guys who fired, when they write their book, you're going to be surprised at all the other people who do that. But they got caught.
That's the same thing that happened with steroids.
Yep, exactly. Then you turn to bitch mode and just start telling on people because you got caught. But I'll bet you when that book come out, because it's going to be a book, because when you start messing with something on that level, again, it's widespread and it's all over the league, man. So, you know, hey, it sucks that the Houston Astros won the championship cheating. But was it the people they were playing? They were probably cheating too. Houston probably just cheated because that shit. Yeah, ain't like you know they out there cheating and everybody else is playing fair. No.
So what you're saying is then it's okay.
No, it's okay. Wrong. No.
Okay.
Just because everybody doing it, it's still wrong. It's still wrong,
okay.
But everybody doing it, it don't make it as wrong if there was degrees to wrongness. That's all I'm saying.
That's what you just said.
Listen, that's like doing the riots, right? When you out in the streets doing the riots, right, and you see everybody busting store windows, and then you see somebody grab a TV, another person grab a TV. Well, when you go get your TV, it just don't seem as wrong. That's all I'm saying.
It's wrong.
Come on, man. You don't believe that.
Now, the first person who took the TV, that's messed up on your part. But now the second person, you kind of now, yeah, come on, man. That's
if he got a better television than I got, I'm going to be mad.
But again, we both got TVs that cost us nothing. So we get home now, instead of feeling bad, we tell stories about how we robbed the store during the riots. We got stories to tell our grandkids. I'm just saying. That's just another way of looking at it, man.
Oh, see what happened, Messenger? You give them a beat machine and look what happened.
now we hear a television.
Run the town.
Hey, but real quick, man.
Blame it on the beats.
I'm a slave to the rhythm. Hey, real quick, before we get out of here, did anybody catch the Democratic debates, man? And what's your take on that? Real quick, I got about a minute, 30 seconds. Somebody tell me who's going to come out of the Democrats as representing the nation.
Elizabeth Warren.
I didn't see it because I didn't want to hear anything about that mess with her, Elizabeth and Bernie. I wasn't. I heard it wasn't that good, though.
But it was miscellaneous BS. But once again, the media hypes stuff up and make it worse. And Elizabeth kind of needed that, though, because she got more women on her side. So it's a little game that's being played, but they blew it out of proportion. All Bernie said was he don't think they're going to elect a woman president. Not that a woman couldn't win. He just didn't think that they would elect one. With the way this country is right now, a woman president, it ain't no easy task.
I would prefer
You see what happened with Hillary? She got more votes and still didn't even get it.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what Bernie was saying.
You know what? A lot of Trump supporters, man, again, they forget that Hillary won the popular vote. Because if you listen to a lot of them, you think Hillary got just one or two votes. But
yeah,
you're right. The woman won popular votes, but the Electoral College said no.
Because she didn't go to the right places. That's Hillary's fault. Didn't go to the right places.
Hillary's fault, so we got Donald Trump. Damn, Hillary. Hey, that's what you call fucking us up.
It's Hillary.
I blame Hillary.
It's kind of Hillary's fault. It's kind of Hillary's fault for not going to the places, but it's our fault. You mean to tell me just because you don't show up, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump? That's shame on us. That's not Hillary.
Well,
that's
a lot of us didn't even get out. A lot of people didn't go out to vote. They just didn't get out and vote.
Shame on us.
That's what happened. A lot of people didn't go out to vote.
Yeah, because they thought it was a slam dunk.
We got to accept that. We can't blame all that on Hillary.
But hey, all I know, Hillary won the vote. Hillary, she did her job. And yes,
yeah,
I support Hillary Clinton.
She wasn't running for congresswoman from some district in Timbuktu. She's running for the president of the United States.
Right.
And you vote for every place.
And she got 3 million more votes than Donald Trump. 3 million more. Not
and what does that mean?
3 million more.
She won the popular vote. She won the popular, but she lost the electoral vote.
That's all it
counts.
You
know what I mean? If I may be so eloquent as to break this down, what that means is the United States of America told its American people, hey, we have a hierarchy to this shit. Now, first thing we're going to do is let's all get together, and we got to keep that black man down. We got to keep that black American down. We're all in agreement. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's go with that. Now, when it comes up to us, we have a pecking order. And our pecking order is white males and then females. And that pecking order is not going to be violated. So when it came down to Hillary winning, that violated the pecking order of North America. So they said, you know what? We got to go back to what we really know, because we wrote this shit in for a reason, to protect our country. And that's what happened. And that's the reason Hillary Clinton is not our president right now. Again, we can be separate as a nation, but when that shit all breaks down to the breakdown, if it's a white male that more times than not, and I'm talking statistically, is going to come out on top. That's just this nation that we live in.
Well, what we really have to do is we have to get rid of that. We have to get rid of that electoral vote stuff, because to me, if you win the popular vote, you should just be the president, period. That's how, because to me, the country has spoken. If you won, that's the majority. If you won the popular vote, then you should have won.
When the forefathers put this nation together, they thought of such things. Oh, yes, they did. You know what they said? They said, fuck what the people want. Yeah, we got this set up so that we're going to allow them to think that you got a damn choice in this shit, man. But if nothing else, we know now that just winning ain't winning. Say, par not par. Just winning ain't winning.
Then how?
Because
how did Barack?
When we do any other kind of elections or anything, we go by whoever got the most votes, correct?
Right.
And that is the winner. When we do any other kind of elections, whoever gets the most votes, that is the person that wins.
Yeah.
So why is this election any different?
Why don't they do
that one the same way?
It was the Electoral College was put in there to protect the smaller states from the tyranny of the larger states.
So they tell
us. I know why they put it in, but I'm saying it makes no sense. It should be ran the same way we do every other election. Whoever wins the most votes is the winner. And to me, the way we pick the president should be the same way. Whoever gets the most votes should be the winner.
All I know is this. If I was Biden, Warren, or Sanders, I think I would employ that agency that helped Donald Trump win. And I think I rolled my dice with that, man. I think I put him to work. Say, listen, if you can get him the job, how much is it going to cost for you to get it for me? Nobody found that funny? All right. But listen, since I had that stale-ass joke, that's going to bring our podcast.
I
told
it on the
beat. That's what it was?
I was laughing on the inside.
Like a karate one. Hey, but listen, we got to get ready to go, folks. Hey, but again, I thank you for downloading this podcast, The Attic. And we want to make The Attic podcast part of your podcast library. So please go to Blog Talk Radio, follow the show. We have a web page, The Attic web page, or Facebook page. Follow the show. Become excited about these 30 to 45 minutes we're going to give you every Wednesday night. So without further ado, I'm going to say good night and advise or request that my cast do the same.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Later. Good night.
Good night, podcast.
Good night.
Go on, get.